Lesson number 17, Ammon, a Great Servant, Primary Manual 4, Book of Mormon. Purpose, to encourage each child to share the gospel by setting a good example and bearing testimony of Jesus Christ. Preparation. Number 1, prayerfully study Alma chapters 17 through 19. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Number 2. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. Number 3. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. Picture 4-30, Ammon defends the flocks of King Lamoni. Gospel Art Picture Kit 310, item number 62535. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Have a child role play a non-member. Have two children at a time be missionaries. You may make paper name tags if you wish. Have each pair of missionaries respond to one or two of the investigator's questions, which could be similar to the following. How do you know Heavenly Father lives? What is your Heavenly Father like? Who is Jesus Christ? What did Jesus Christ do for us? Who is the Holy Ghost? How does the Holy Ghost help us? Ask the children how they feel when they tell someone about Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. Help the children realize that they shared their testimonies when they explained what they know about Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. Enrichment Activity 1 could be used as an alternate attention activity. Explain that this lesson is about a great missionary who had a strong testimony. Scripture account. Using the picture at an appropriate time, teach the children the account of Ammon and King Lamoni from Alma chapters 17 through 19. Explain that Ammon bore testimony to King Lamoni of his knowledge of Heavenly Father. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. What does it mean to be an instrument in the hands of the Lord? Alma chapter 17, verse 9. Explain that an instrument is a tool. After the sons of Mosiah repented, how did they prepare for their missions? Alma chapter 17, verses 2 and 3. What are you doing now to share the gospel with others? What can you do to prepare to be a faithful missionary? Why did the sons of Mosiah want to go on a mission to the Lamanites? Alma chapter 17, verse 16. Why is it important that all of Heavenly Father's children hear and understand the gospel of Jesus Christ? What did Ammon hope for when he fought the wicked Lamanites? Alma chapter 17, verse 29. What did the Lord promise Mosiah about his sons? Alma chapter 17, verse 35. How did the Lord fulfill his promise at this time? Alma chapter 19, verses 22 through 23. What effect did Ammon's example have on King Lamoni? Alma chapter 18, verses 9 through 11. Who has set a good example for you? For whom can you set a good example? How did Ammon's testimony and the Spirit of the Lord affect King Lamoni? Alma chapter 18, verses 40 through 43. How have others' testimonies helped you? In what ways can you share your testimony with others? How did the queen and her servant Abish show their great faith? Alma chapter 19, verses 8 through 12, and verse 17. What did King Lamoni and the queen both testify of? Alma chapter 19, verses 12 through 13, and verses 29 through 30. How do you think King Lamoni felt after he saw Jesus Christ? Alma chapter 19, verses 12 through 13. Why is it important that we help others learn about Jesus Christ, as Ammon and King Lamoni did? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson, or as a review, summary, or challenge. Number 1. Show the children a few tools or instruments used by builders, doctors, gardeners, painters, and so forth. Ask the children to tell what they know about each one, who uses it, and how it is used. Discuss the importance of tools. Explain how each of the children can be like a tool in the hands of God. Number 2. Give the children each a piece of paper and a pencil and have them write their testimonies or feelings about the church and the gospel of Jesus Christ. They could include the thoughts and feelings that make them feel close to Heavenly Father. Have them think of someone they could share their testimonies with. Number 3. Have each child make the following card to take home. I can be a missionary now by... Have them fill in the blank. Number 4. Sing or read the words to I Will Be Valiant. Children's Songbook, page 162. I Want to Be a Missionary Now. Children's Songbook, page 168, or Book of Mormon Stories, verse 5, Children's Songbook, page 118. Conclusion. Testimony. Testify that the Lord blesses us as we bear witness of Him and His gospel. We can share the gospel with others by our example as we live the gospel of Jesus Christ. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Alma chapter 17, verses 19 through 25, and Alma chapter 18, verses 8 through 40, at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson number 17, Ammon, a Great Servant, from Primary Manual 4, Book of Mormon. Read by Kate Strongen.